Jackie, turn on that radio and back here.
Back to the wild parties. My father had at home in the 1920s. In the 1930s in New England, that was so fantastically loud, nobody could sleep for blocks around. When the cops come, they always give them a drink.
Go back to those crazy days before World War II, when teenagers drank beer on Friday nights at lake ballrooms and worked off their hangovers playing baseball on Saturday afternoon, followed by a dive in the brook. And our fathers wore straw hats like W.C. Fields.
So, this all goes back to old cartoons. Felix the Cat with the Irrational Brick, to Laurel and Hardy in the Foreign Legion. Goes back to the completely senseless babble of the Three Stooges, the ravings of the Marx Brothers, to the giggling old Dow Chinaman trotting down the sidewalk of old Clark Gable, Shanghai.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine, and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
You've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad,
you'll miss best battle you've ever had.
There'll come a time, don't forget it, baby, when you'll regret it someday. When you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the best battle you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine and you want me only. After you've gone away, way, way, way.
Hey!
After you've gone, after you've gone away.
We take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Sisters and brothers, this is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this fellow son of mine. My text this evening, when the saints go marching in.
But don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Happy feet, I've got those happy feet. Give them a low-down beat, and they begin dancing. I've got those 10 little tapping toes, and when they hear it too, I can't control my dancing heels to save my soul. Weary blues can't get into my shoes, because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I keep cheerful on an earful of music sweet, 'cause I've got those happy ba-da-da-da-da.
Context of, well, beaten down, that is to say, the lowest level of American society, or in musical terms, the beat in jazz, or in beat as in beatific, which was spiritually illuminated through having nothing left to lose.
My mama done told me when I was in pigtails, my mama done told me, hun, a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when the sweet talking's done, a man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train a-calling, mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hoo-wee. My mama done told me, a hoo-wee-da-hoo-wee, oh clickety-clacks are echoing back the blues in the the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night, take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. I've been in some big towns and heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. My mama was right, there's blues in the night.
The truth was countrywide, worldwide. Naturally, the more the blues was heard, the more new composers learned from it, adapted it, changed the structure to suit their own purposes, or added more formal musical concept. The blues was on stage on Broadway. The Cotton Club had Duke Ellington and Ethel Waters. Their sounds of the truth lent meaning to the newer forms, but their message kept the faith.
Hey, Pedro, where is Lolito?
Can't get right. Had a little date with my baby last night. Now it's early in the morning. Early in the morning. Early in the morning, and I ain't got nothing but the blues. I went to all the places where we used to go. Even went to her house, but she don't live there no more. Now it's early in the morning, early in the morning, early in the morning, and I ain't got nothing but the blues. Went to see her girlfriend, but she was out. Knocked on her mother's door, and she began to shout,
"Get away from that boy.
It's early in the morning. It's early in the morning and I ain't got nothing but the blues." Jenny Lou's to get something to eat. So waitress looked at me and said, "Pops, you sure look beat. It's early in the morning. Ooh, in the morning. It's early in the morning and I ain't got nothing but the blues. I had a lot of money when I started out. Couldn't find my baby, now my money's run out. Now it's early in the morning. Ooh, in the morning. It's early in the morning and I ain't got nothing but the blues."
All this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The bilious bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating.
PFC, the CPL, the SGT, the LT, CP, the OD, the MP makes you do cappy. It's a G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with a bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Hey, Jack, that's a G.I. Jive. Rudely toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Arrivoot, after you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast from a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Hey, Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with your feet, or read, if you're a BVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the M-P makes you K-P on the Q-T. It's just a G-I jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Features a little device called fluid drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. If you're PFC and you fail to salute the LT, the MP makes you KP on the QT. Then you'll go to sleep before you count to five. But when you wake up in the morning, you'll have to do the G.I. Jive.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
And every time it rains, panties from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains panties from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is up, upside down. And trading for a package of sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni.
If you want the things you love, you must have a pizza, holy baby. And when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be panties from heaven for you and me. Now come over here, boy, Sam,
And every time it rains And don't you know it's crocodiles Every time it rains And don't you know it's crocodiles You find your fortune falling All over town, all over town, all over town Be sure that your umbrella Is upside down, sweet lip up Or how about the hills of white Giggle out my hungry Zumba loot the super root Oh, bottle boys, oi Hey, Baba, ha, boy Ooh, bottle, ho, man Hootie, woo, ooh I knew I'd get you, I knew I'd get you Let's go, let's go, let's go
In our new rock and roll club, it's going to be called the Friday Night Rock and Roll. Be sure to send us your address so we can send your fan club cards and pictures. And I hope you have a wonderful rock and roll time on Friday night.
Bessemer, Mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bessemer, Mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. Dearest one. If you should leave me, each little dream would take wings and my life would be through. Bessemer, 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 mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true. Little dream would take wings and my life would be through. Bessemer, 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 mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
Dance will be held at the Washington Irving High School gym from 8 to 11 p.m. with refreshments, and all proceeds of this dance are for our March Project for World Service.
And the wolf just keeps on coming.
It's true. If Moses had known Wolfman Jack, there most certainly would have been another commandment.
I only have
Shabab, 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 shabab,
all the stars out tonight.
Shabab, shabab.
I don't know if it's cloudy or bright.
I only have eyes
for you.
Shabab, shabab.
But I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for
what's the big idea standing here staring at me, Uncle Lon?
Don't call me Uncle Lon.
Thought you liked it.
We're just walking out on the stage. You can hear bits of applause from the audience. He's fumbling around with the microphone right now.
Amor, amor, my love. This word so sweet that I repeat means I adore you. And amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word I know. Amor, amor, my love. When you're away, there is no day, and I know that nights are lonely. And amor, amor, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine, and now love me only. When you're away, I know there's no day, and nights are so lonely.
And I'm on, I'm on, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine, and love me only. Ah, amor.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My own feeling is I don't want to get my head busted in, and I don't want anybody who came to have their head busted in. I'm going on the mobilization march as an individual, and I don't know if I'll march from here if it looks like a bloodbath scene.
Here is a rose in Spanish Harlem. A red rose up in Spanish Harlem. With eyes as black as coal that look down in my soul and start the fire burning. So I have to beg your pardon. I'm going to take that rose and watch her as she goes in my garden. There is a rose in Spanish Harlem. A red rose up in Spanish Harlem. It's never seen the sun. It only comes out when the moon is on the run. And all the stars are gleaming.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records.
sometimes we're not prepared for adversity.
If you don't mind, we'd like to play something.
My real thing is jazz.
Baltimore, Ohio, took a look at the mercury falling below. No time for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow. Leaving her maid, she flew straight for the Tanchipaho, where a two-timing blackbird met the divine Miss O. I'd like to ruffle his plumage while at Baltimore, Ohio, flew around, around, around with that blackbird. She singed his wings, but forgiving is easy. He's a woman like now and then might have been the same. Just send her back home, but alone, home ain't home without her warbling. How she'd sing, make that lonely man happy, Miss Baltimore, Oreo. Fly down, fly down from your bow. Now, Baltimore, Ohio, ooh, fly down, fly down from the bow, Miss Baltimore.
Every time you pick up your newspaper, you hear where one of these things has written into it that I'm advocating violence. And I have never advocated any violence. I've only said that black people who are the victims of organized violence perpetrated upon us by the Klan, the Citizens Council, and many other forms, we should defend ourselves. And when I say that we should defend ourselves against the violence of others, they use their press skillfully to make the world think that I'm calling on violence, period. And I wouldn't call on anybody to be violent without a cause. But I think the black man in this country, above and beyond people all over the world, will be more justified when he stands up and starts to protect himself, no matter how many necks he has to break and heads he has to crack. I saw in the paper where they, on the television, where they took this black woman down in Selma, Alabama, and knocked her right down on the ground, dragging her down the street. You saw it. You're trying to pretend like you didn't see it because you knew you should have done something about it and didn't. It showed the sheriff and his henchmen throwing this black woman on the ground. On the ground. And Negro men standing around, doing nothing about it, saying, well, let's overcome them with our capacity to love. What kind of phrase is that? Overcome them with our capacity to love. And then it disgraces the rest of us because all over the world, the picture is flashed showing a black woman with some white brutes with their knees on her, holding her down, and black, full-grown black men standing around watching it. Why, you are lucky they let you stay on Earth, much less stay in the country. When I saw it, I dispatched a wire to Rockwell. Rockwell was one of the agitators down there. Rockwell, that's Lincoln Rockwell. And the wire said, in essence, that this is to warn him that I am no longer held in check from fighting white supremacists, and that if Rockwell's presence in Alabama causes harm to come to Dr. King or any other black person in Alabama who's doing nothing other than trying to enjoy their rights, then Rockwell and his Ku Klux Klan friends would be met with maximum retaliation from those of us who are not handcuffed by this nonviolent philosophy. And I haven't heard from Rockwell since. And brothers and sisters, if you and I would just realize that once we learn to talk the language that they understand, they will then get the point. You can never reach a man if you don't speak his language. If a man speaks the language of brute force, you can't come to him with peace. Why, good night. He'll break you in two, as he has been doing all along. If a man speaks French, you can't speak to him in German. If he speaks Swahili, you can't communicate with him in Chinese. You have to find out, what does this man speak? And once you know his language, you learn how to speak his language. And he'll get the point. There'll be some dialogue, some communication, and some understanding will be developed. And you've been in this country long enough to know the language the Klan speaks. They only know one language. And what you and I have to start doing in 1965, I mean, that's what you have to do, because most of us already been doing it, is start learning a new language. Learn the language that they understand. And then when they come upon our doorstep to talk, we can talk. And they will get the point. There'll be a dialogue. There'll be some communication. And I'm quite certain there will then be some understanding. Why? Because the Klan is a cowardly outfit. They have perfected the art of making Negroes be afraid. And as long as the Negro's afraid, the Klan is safe. But the Klan itself is coward. One of them never come after one of you. They all come together. Sure, and they're scared of you. And you sit there when they put the rope around your neck saying, "Forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do." As long as they've been doing it, they're experts at it. They know what they're doing. No, since the federal government has shown that it isn't going to do anything about it but talk, then it is a duty. It's your and my duty as men, as human beings. It's our duty to our people to organize ourselves and let the government know that if they don't stop that Klan, we'll stop it ourselves. And then you'll see the government start doing something about it. But don't ever think that they're going to do it just on some kind of morality basis. No.
Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Well, who's that riding, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of the seven seas. I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running
it's been a long, a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
The Jackson 5.
That you were loving somebody else. And I heard it looked great.
Gladys Knight and the Pips. Roberta Flack. Quincy Jones. Isaac Hayes. The Temptations. Sammy Davis Jr. Curtis Mayfield. Nancy Wilson. Marvin Gaye. The Staple Singers. Cannonball Adderley. Ramsey Lewis. They're all getting together.
I want the love that you deny me, that I need so desperately. The tenderness that you possess, you've deprived me. You must pay for the lonely nights that I walk the floor for you. And don't you know that you must erase all the tear stains on my face? So surrender your love, baby. Surrender your love. Surrender your love, baby. Surrender your love. Don't you know that I'm taking some of the charges you'll be found guilty of. You've used me and abused me till I felt like I wanted to die. You created a need in me that only you can satisfy. Surrender your love.
This man is wanted by the FBI.
Thank you.
time can change the meaning of a word. Not most of you now, you know, the funky chicken and the dancing, the funky, and the thing we call the funky melon, you know, all that kind of funky black eyed pea. When I was a kid, funky didn't have nothing to do with music. See, funky was just plain funky. See, funky was grandma's bloomers. Ow!
Till the early news. Get
just compañeros.
Adios. And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.